The first thing that a visitor sees when he or she enters Nora Elementary School on the north side of Indianapolis are flags from all over the world, Chinese paper dragons, Burmese drawings, and other works of art from around the globe.
When I first came to Nora, I didn't know how to speak English. I didn't read or anything. I didn't know anything. So I was in a class that's harder.
That's Alwa Al-Metwali. She's an Iraqi who came to the United States by way of Jordan several years ago. Currently a fourth grader at Nora Elementary, she gets extra help to master the English language and understand American culture.
They take us to a room and they test us stuff, and they know our level, and then they help us with the stuff that we need to know, like how to speak and make new friends with people.
Olga Tuckman, an education consultant for the Indiana Department of Education, works with schools like Nora Elementary to help bridge the challenge of the language gap presented by immigrant and refugee students. Tuckman is an immigrant herself. She came to the United States 15 years ago from Russia.
The schools hire bilingual interpreters and translators to help them with the native language learning. They use cooperative grouping and peer learning and teacher mentoring and peer mentoring that worked well for many schools.
Jessica Fesser, the Washington Township English as a New Language coach, warns that teaching English as a new language is not a one-size-fits-all approach.
You really have to look at the diversity within the English learner population, because it is a very diverse group. We may have some students who come to the United States with a very, very strong foundation of literacy in their primary language. And for those students, we find that they tend to catch on a little quicker. For students that come to us perhaps from refugee camps where there was very little formal schooling, we're finding that it's more difficult.
Tuckman says over the past 2 years, she has helped several Indianapolis school districts establish newcomer programs for immigrant and refugee students. The first semester is usually spent with intensive English language program and helping students to get familiar with American customs and culture.
I always tell the schools, people get to know each other and become friends only when you work on something together. What is needed? Structured, planned activities at schools so that the children learn together and become friends and accomplish things together.
Many Nora students embrace their new classmates. Jamie Goss, also a fourth grader and a non-immigrant, thinks having a diverse school population is a good thing.
I'd rather have all types of people, because if you just have similar people and then you don't get to learn new things from other people and you don't get to meet new people.
For Salwa, she says she enjoys having friends from many different countries, and most of her classmates are very kind to her. For Radio Arte, I am Adriana Velázquez. Ali Tahir of Y Press contributed to this report.